This wine isn't bad, Angie said.
No, it's better than that horrible stuff they gave us last year, Sarah said. And the food is good, too.
Going away in the new year? Jack asked, draining his first pint of beer.
Yeah, probably. We might go to Greece around Easter time, then Italy in the summer, John said.
Wow, I wouldn't mind going there, Sarah said.
Jack tutted. What's wrong with this country? Wales has great scenery, and Scotland, too. That fortnight we had in Torquay last year was great. Weather fantastic, and at half the price of going abroad.
But we could still go abroad, too. If you'd cut down on the football a little, we could afford it.
I'm not cutting down on the football, no way, so you can forget it, Jack said.
See what I mean? I've got no chance, Sarah said. Don't know what he'd say if I ever got pregnant.
John and Angie laughed, but Jack raised his eyebrows. Come on, you can't tell me you want to be tied down with a screaming sprog.
Don't be too sure, Sarah said a little angrily. How about you, Angie? How come you've never taken the plunge?
Don't know. I think we're too busy enjoying ourselves.
Love the holidays and the freedom to do what we want. Once you have a baby, all that changes. You're tied down, aren't you? And the baby has to become the center of your life.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet. And there's my career, too. I'm sure it will happen at some stage, John said. But to be honest, we haven't really discussed it that much. Although I think deep down, we would both like kids. Maybe in a few years' time, when we're 30 or so. Hey, Angie?
Maybe. We'll have to see.